The Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan lives in most people's minds as a kind of fantasy land, an idealized place where personal wealth is measured by one's happiness, the so-called Gross National Happiness Index. Photographer John Wertheim, in prolonged visits between 1991 and 2006, set out to balance fantasy with images of daily life, images that are currently on display at the East-West Center Gallery. We spoke with him about the qualities that make Bhutan unique.
There's no other country in the world like Bhutan. And one of the sayings that I heard from a, I can't remember, I think the guy was Swedish. No, he was a Swiss, working, a Swiss engineer, mentioned to me once that, and I quoted him in the book. This is a great quote. He said, the Bhutanese could become just like any other country, but no other country could ever become Bhutan. So they're subject to temptation. You know, they could blow it. They mm-hmm. could lose it. But mm-hmm. what they've got now is irreplaceable, because this is a country that is surrounded, well, India on one side, China on the other, you know, the conquered Tibet, mm-hmm. Sikkim, which the Indians swallowed in 1975, mm-hmm. Not too far away, you know, I think it's, 60 miles away, Bangladesh. So if your listeners have some sense of this geographical location, these are countries, you know, Nepal, a stone's throw away, these are countries that are teeming with overpopulation, deforestation, pollution. Bhutan has got more than 70% of its country in forest cover. The deforestation surrounding it is catastrophic. Bhutan has no logging industry. You can't export logs from Bhutan. It's illegal. You can export forest products, in other words, furniture, mm-hmm. carving, but no lumber. Yeah. So it's quite a unique country. But I don't want the listener to get the idea that Bhutan, you know, it's known as the country of gross national happiness.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think it would do a great disservice to Bhutan for people to get the idea that it's a country just filled with happy monks meditating in caves. Mm-hmm. Bhutan is filled with people, human beings. And they have the same problems, the same desires, the same bad habits. Mm-hmm. It's not a country without crime. But I would put it this way: it doesn't have the sort of critical mass of the types of behaviors that can just spiral out of control to ruin a country, even though it does have crime. You know, I mean, just the exact same problems that every other country has. It just doesn't have that much of it. It's like right. living in a park, a wild park full of wild animals, endangered species. I think that just gives people a breathing space.
Well, but they're not competing for it yeah. nearly as yeah. much as the surrounding countries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the surrounding countries. If anybody's been to India or been to Bangladesh, or I mean, just get the vision of Kolkata now or Bombay. There's no homelessness in Bhutan. There's no begging. I've never seen a beggar. I've never seen a homeless person. That's unheard of in the countries around them, where people beg for a living. Mm-hmm. You know, homelessness, I mean, just even in Hawaii, a rich country like we have. So, yeah, it's a special place.
Well, what do you think's the key to all that? I mean, the fact that the population exists in just the right proportion to what's available?
Well, I think a lot of it's cultural. Traditionally, many, maybe I could even say most Bhutanese communities, and you have to understand that Bhutan is a lot of very steep, remote valleys and areas with slightly different cultures. Mm-hmm. Basically, the languages spoken are derivatives of Tibetan with some Nepali dialects. It's about 75% Buddhist, 25% Hindu. But there are a lot of very unique cultures, very unique. You go to another valley, you cross over a pass, and you know, the dialect is hard to understand. But most of the country is matriarchal. A common tradition throughout Bhutan is for one woman to have up to four husbands. They're usually brothers. And they usually have different roles and responsibilities, even though all the children are shared among the brothers as all being their children. You know, maybe one is the guy who takes care of the farm and does the plowing, and the other is the guy who trades, also another very popular pastime, or I should say profession in Bhutan, is smuggling across the Tibetan border. So maybe one's the guy who goes on trading missions, and the other takes care of the yaks. And the wife, who is the matriarch, who really manages the farm and the house, kind of rotates them through. This is a great way to, a woman can only have so many children, especially if the husbands are away most of the time. So Bhutan has got a very low population because of this culture. Then you add to that the fact that there's a lot of monks, there are a lot of nuns, so there's a lot of celibacy. Though not all of the Buddhist sects are celibate, most of them, except from the Nyingmapa. And then you have the Bompo, the pre-Buddhist religion of Bhutan. But most of the religious are celibates. So you don't have that. That's changing, though. Okay, that is changing. You know, they now, I think it was 1999. I was there before internet and TV, and then it arrived, and things changed significantly. I'll never forget a bumper sticker I saw in the Thimphu, the capital, maybe 6-8 months a year after TV came, and it was TV ruined my life. Became a very popular bumper sticker.
It's sort of a place to study its effects, you know, a petri dish to study the effects of modern civilization.
Yeah, yeah, and they're suffering from everything else that we are now. Just like I said, it's not in as much of a critical mass. There is a lot of youth unemployment. I believe even though unemployment in general in Bhutan is quite low, among youth, it's quite high. So I think it's 13%. It's a serious problem because a lot of people, they come in from the villages, from the farms. They get an education, and they want a job in town. You know,
John, it's refreshing to hear it described as something other than the cliched real life Shangri-La.
Yeah,
with
that
the gross national happiness index, which is usually what comes down to us about Bhutan, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I just think that's not fair. And the show that we put together at the East West Center, I hope it conveys that message. You know, we've got everything from yak farmers or yak herders that up in the mountains at 18,000 feet to photographs and stories, nightclubs, discos, the whole gamut, and it's all there.
Photographer John Wertheim's exhibit, Bhutan, Gross National Happiness, will run until May 27th at the East-West Center Gallery on the University of Hawaii campus. Three monks from Bhutan will be creating a sand mandala at the gallery through tomorrow, with viewing hours from 10 in the morning to noon and from 4 to 6 p.m. each day. Admission is free. You can learn more on our Facebook page.